Chazor zeichen nicht, was Abochai Chazor Shagav, wenn wir Yehudim zeichen, weil der Zohar darf nun Aleph. Sagt mir, nach dem Rav Barvu, in dem Rav said, with regard to an Avodah Zarah that is worshipped with a stick, if a person breaks a stick in front of it, he's chayiv and the stick becomes asur, even if it's not the normal way to serve the Avodah Zarah. If he throws the stick in front of it, he's chayiv, if this is the normal way to serve it, but the stick is not asur. Rav asked Rav Nachman, the reason why the stick is also when it's broken in front of it is because it's like a shechita of a carb. If so, throwing it should be also as well. It's like a zrika on the mizbeach. Rav Nachman said, throwing zrika is only similar when it's done to a substance that falls apart when it's thrown, like blood. And that's why a stick does not become also in that way. For Ekmar, if so, so why do the stones that are used to worship the Makulas become also? They don't fall apart when you throw them. And for the Rav Nachman said, I also had this question. Ultimately, it was answered by Rav, who said that the stones thrown to Makulas are viewed as expanding the Avod Zarah itself, and that's why they're also. For Ekmar, this makes sense according to the view that Avod Zarah of a guy becomes also as soon as it's made, even before it's worshipped. However, according to the view that it's only also once it's worshipped, the stone shouldn't become also until they're worshipped. And for the Rav Nachman said, each stone is thrown with intent to add to the Avod Zarah and to act as an offering to all the stones thrown before. So all the previous stones have in fact been worshipped. The last stone to be thrown should be mutter. If the Rav Nachman said, if you can find the last stone to be thrown, you can go and take it. Yeah, you're right, there would be. Another teretz, Rav Ashi said that each stone thrown is meant to be an offering to all the previous stones and to itself. Therefore, even the last one has been worshipped. In fact, our Mishnah says, if someone finds garments, money, or kalim on top of Markulis, they're mutter. If he finds vines that have clusters of grapes or wreaths of grain or wine or oil, so or flour, or anything else that which is brought on the Mizbeach, they're usher. Now, with regard to wine, oil, and flour, it makes sense why they're usher, because they're offered on the Mizbeach, and they break apart when they're thrown. However, clusters of grapes and wreaths of grain are not offered on the Mizbeach, and they don't fall apart when they're thrown. So why the usher? So Rav, in the name of Ula, said, the Mishnah is discussing where these items were harvested with intent for Avodah Zarah. Said, we learned that someone who offers an animal with a mum to an Avodah Zarah is potter based on the pasuk of Zeveich Lelehim Yacharam Bilti Lashem Levada. This teaches that it's only usur when it's something that's done on the Mizbeach. So Rav asks, what kind of mum was Rabbi Yechon referring to? It can't refer to an animal with cataracts because such an animal can be offered by a guy on his own bamat, even to Hashem. So certainly they're considered offerings with regard to Avodah Zarah. Rather, it refers to an animal with missing a limb. Like Rabbi Loza said, when he dashed in the pasuk that regarding the bringing of the animals into the teva, it says, Umikol ha-chai, mikol basar, shnai mikol. He said it teaches that the Bnei Noach can't bring a carbon that's missing a limb. The Goyim then took this standard and used it for their Avodah Zarah as well. Remember, that pasuk is needed to exclude the bringing of a treif into the teva. It's therefore not available to exclude animals that are missing a limb. Where I said a treif is excluded from the pasuk of lechayoy zera, to have offspring. Remember, that makes sense according to the view that a treif attacker can't give birth, but according to the view that a treif could give birth, he can't be excluded by that pasuk. Where I said, in Echanami, that view would say that a treif is excluded by the word itoch, which teaches that the animals had to be like Noach, who was not a treif. Remember, who says Noach wasn't a treif? Where I said, the pasuk says he was a tamim, so he couldn't have been a treif. Remember, a tamim maybe refers to his ways. Where I said, the pasuk says he was tzaddik, and so we already know he was a tzaddik in his ways. So tamim must mean complete that he wasn't a treif. Remember, maybe tamim refers to his ways and tzaddik refers to his deeds. Mar said, it can't be a neich with a treifa, because then when it says itoch, it means that every animal had to be like you with a treifa. Why would the Eibush limit it only to treifa, the animals, to animals that are treifas? For acting more, if we exclude treifas based on itoch, why do we need the pasuk of lechayei zera? Mar said, from itoch, we would think to exclude a treifa only so that it doesn't die during the year in the teva and can provide companionship to noyach. But an old or a sterile animal would be okay. The pasuk therefore says lechayei zera, teach that the animal has to be able to have offspring. Zakting Mara Vaita, we're allowed to dash in the pasuk to teach that someone who shechs a carbon to Markulus will be chayiv. The pasuk says, "V'lo yizbechu oid as zivcheihem la'seirim." This is not needed to teach that when it's someone's chayiv and it's a normal way of serving Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk already says, "Eicha yavdu ha'goyim ha'eles aleihem." So the pasuk must be referring to even when it's not the normal way to serve the Avodah Zarah. But the pasuk is not available for that drasha because the Braisa uses it to teach that if an animal was made kadosh before the Isra of Bamas was put in place, it's still also to offer it on a Bama. And for the more Rava said, both drushes can be learned from the pasuk because it can be read as saying lo yizbechu and v'loy oid. Zok, the next Mishnah, if money, clothing, or kalim were found on top of the makulis, they're mutter. If there were vines with clusters of grapes on it, or wreaths of grain, or wine, oil, or flour, any type of thing that's brought on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were on the makulis, they are asur. Fractimar, how do we know that the items in the first category are mutter? So, Rav Chiya in the name of Rav Yishaya said, one pasuk says that wood, stone, silver, or gold that is with them, the Avodah Zarah is asur. Another pasuk says that the silver and gold that is on them is asur. This teaches that with them has to be like on them, meaning just like when it's only also when it's on them, meaning the silver and gold, if it's there for beautification, so too, in the case it was with them, the wood and the stone is only also when it's there for beautification. In fact, maybe compare in the reverse and teach that just like the wood and the stone is also, even when it's not there for beautification, maybe the same as for silver. silver and gold. Mara says, if that's so, there would be no reason to have the pasuk of on them. You don't need to just say, as long as it's with them, they're also. In fact, Mara, but money, coins, are put there for beautification, yet the Mishnah says it's mutter. Mara says, in the Shiva Rani, they said, the Mishnah is discussing whether the money was put in a purse that was hung around the neck of Avodah Zarah. In fact, Mara, but clothing are put there for beautification, yet the Mishnah says it's mutter. The Shiva Rabbiani said, the Mishnah is talking about where the clothing were folded and put on top of its head. In fact, Mara, kelim are put there for beautification, yet the Mishnah says it's mutter. So Rav Papa said, the Mishnah is discussing where they put an upside down bowl on the Avodah Zarah's head. Zakhmar Vaita Rabasi Barchia said, anything that's found within the curtain that is put around an Avodah Zarah, even if it's water or salt, is usur as an offering to the Avodah Zarah. If it's put outside the curtain, then if it's something that was there to beautify it, then it's usur. If not, it's mutter. Rabbi Yosef Bechanina said, we have a tradition that there's no difference between within the curtain or outside the curtain with regard to Pa'ur and Markulis. What does this mean? Zakhmar can't mean that even the items like water and salt found inside the curtain are mutter, because the reason for that would be that the two Avodah Zarahs are treated with greater respect, but it's not true. Because these Avodah Zarahs, people go to the bathroom in front of Pa'ur. It says, rather, it means that even items found outside the curtain are treated as if they're found inside, and therefore they're usur. Zok, the next mission. With regard to Avodah Zarah that had a garden or a bathhouse, halacha is that they may be used by a yid if he doesn't have to pay for it, but he cannot use it if he has to pay for it. If the garden or bathhouse belonged to the Avodah Zarah and some other person in partnership, then the yid may use it even if he has to pay. Misha says the Avodah Zarah of a guy becomes usher immediately when it's made. The Avodah Zarah of a yid only becomes usher from the time it's worshipped. Zok, the Gemara Abaya said, when the mission discusses monetary payment, it means monetary payment to the priests of the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says this comes to exclude payment to regular worshippers, which would be mutter. Some say Abaya was talking about the case, the later case in the mission, in the garden and the bathhouse owned in partnership. Abaye said it's mutter if the payment only goes to the other partner, not if it also goes to the priest. The second version of Abaye would certainly agree with the first version, but the first version may disagree with the second version and may hold that since there's another partner, it would even be mutter if some of the money went to the priest. Mishnah then said, Avodah Zechavim shel Oyved Chechavim, Asur Miyad. The Gemara says the Mishnah has to follow Rabbi Akiva of a Braisa. The Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, the Pasuk says, Abay Ta'abim Nes Kalam Kaimas Asher Ovdu Shema Goyim. This refers to Kalim that were used for Avodah Zarah. We would think it even includes Kalim that were made but not finished, or finished but not yet brought to Avodah Zarah, or even if they were brought but not yet used in service, that they become Asur. The Pasuk therefore says, Asher Ovdu Shema Goyim, which teaches that it's not Asur until they're used in service for the Avodah Zarah. From here we learn that the Avodah Zarah of a Goy only becomes Asur once it's worshipped, and the Avodah Zarah of a Yid becomes Asur as soon as it's made. Rabbi Akiva says the reverse is true. The Avodah Zarah of a Goy becomes Asur as soon as it's made. The Avodah Zarah of a Yid only becomes Asur from the time it's worshipped. In fact, remember, the Pasuk talks about Mekaymais. Why is he saying it's referring to Kalim? It's talking about the places. Mara says, we learned that the places don't become Asur. Pasuk says that the mountains, it's El Hayam below Yaharim. The Bazaar, you have to understand that the Isra Mekaymais refers to Kalim. In fact, remember, we said the Pasuk is referring to Kalim, so how could Rabbi Shmuel extrapolate the halacha of actual Avodah Zarah? Mara says, the Pasuk continues and says, Es Eloi Hayam, which creates the hekesh from the kalim to the actual Avodah Zarah, and teaches that both only become usher once served. Rabbi Akiva doesn't dash in this hekesh because he says that the word es creates a separation.